Now, why do you come to Dick's? You could go to McDonald's, you could go to Burger King, you could go to Burger Master. Why do you come to Dick's?
It's more fun to come here.
Why is it more fun to come here?
I feel like it's more unique, you know?
It tastes better.
Yeah.
Better burgers.
Yeah.
Their french fries are better.
Yeah.
And their
yeah.
milkshakes. And it's cheap. And right. there's good people watching.
Yes.
This is The Record on KUOW. Record producer Andy Hurst and I are at the original location of Dick's Drive-In in Seattle's Wallingford neighborhood. Next year, Dick's Drive-In celebrates its 60th birthday. It's almost as old as me. And they do it by serving up a simple menu of burgers and fries and shakes at six locations. You know, you hear these phrases, adapt or die. That's the business mantra these days. But for Dick's, it's doing things the same old way. It's the kind of their secret to success. Jim Spady is vice president of Dick's Drive-In, and he's also the son of the founder, Dick Spady. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here, Ross.
And your father got this idea how?
My dad was born in Portland, Oregon, and he was in Portland. His first job out of the military was a commercial real estate agent, so he was, you know, doing that. And he came into a diner in Oregon, in Portland, and he sat down to eat. And in front of him, you know, at the bar, and in front of him there was a refrigerator. And the bartender opened the refrigerator, and it was filled with hamburger patties. And my dad looked at that and said to the bartender, that's amazing. How many days did it take you to sell all those hamburgers? And the guy said, oh, no, we sell all that in a day plus another one twice as big.
Bing, and the
Bing,
light goes on.
Yeah, the light went off over my dad's head, and he thought, geez, if I could just make a nickel for every hamburger I could sell, I'd have a pretty good business.
So, Jim, if we looked at your menu over there, that's what's up there right now, what would be on that menu that was not on that menu in 1954? Anything?
Sure. There are just a few things. So in 1954, there was no quarter-pound burger. So our quarter-pound burger is the Dick's Deluxe, and we didn't introduce that one until the early 70s. And in 1954, let's see, there was no diet soda, and now there is diet soda. But other than that, pretty much it's exactly the same as it was. I mean, we have hand-dipped, individually whipped milkshakes that are made exactly the way they were in 1954. The hamburgers and cheeseburgers are exactly the same as 1954. The fries are almost exactly the same, but now we have to use a zero trans fat oil because of King County health regulations. But it tastes almost the same as it did before.
Jim, I got to ask you, what's the deal with 5 cents for ketchup? I never see that anywhere except for Dick's Ketchup. 5 cents for ketchup, 5 cents for onions.
Well, you know the rule, reduce, reuse, recycle, right? And the thing is, and I'm sure
they've been 5 cents long before that.
And we'll never increase the price of it for the 5 cents. But the 5 cents means that people get just what they need. They don't get more. And if you go to any other fast food restaurant and you ask for ketchup, you'll end up with more ketchup in your bag and you'll throw it away, right? And so by charging just the nickel, and it's a price that we've never raised, it makes sure that people get just what they need.
Now, I'm sure you're aware some of the fast food restaurant workers have been picketing fast food restaurants around Seattle, saying they weren't getting paid adequately. Have they ever thrown up an informational picket at any of your restaurants?
No, they haven't. And, you know, I'd be surprised if they did, because we have the best wages and benefits in the fast food industry by far. We're $10 an hour to start. You know, we have a $22,000 scholarship program. So you come and work for us, we'll pay your way to the community college for 2 years, then we'll pay $8,000 a year towards your tuition at the UW or any other college you want to go to for the next 2 years. And so, we believe that the best way to, the fast food industry is a transitional employer. I mean, we hire people, but it's not a career job unless you're going to go into management. So if you're not going into management, what you should be doing is upgrading your skills so you can be a computer programmer or a health technician or a radio interviewer, right? Some other job where it's more, that's where you get your long-term living wage. I mean, if you stay at the fast food business and you become a manager, you definitely can have a great living wage. And we have people who've had no more than a high school education who make six figures working as a manager for us. But if you're going to just be working the window or, making fries or making shakes or making burgers, and that's all you're going to do, you're not going to be managing other people, then, really you're probably going to be able to find a better paying job in some other industry. And so upgrade your skills and move. And when people do that in our industry, in our business, we celebrate it. We encourage people to continue their education. And when people get degrees, their AA degree or their BA, BS degree or whatever, or their technical certification, then we celebrate that. And, Godspeed. Thanks for working with us the time that you have worked with us.
So what do you think of some people who are calling for a $15 an hour minimum wage? What do you think about that proposal?
Well, you know, I personally believe that it's well-intentioned, but it's actually not going to achieve the result that that they hope. That it's much better to encourage, you know, I encourage any business that can pay more and provide better benefits to do that. That's what we do. But if you, you know, most businesses, you know, haven't been around 60 years, they don't own their own real estate, they're paying rent, you know, they're, most fast food places are franchisees of some of the corporate, you know, franchisor, which means they have to pay a franchise fee, an advertising fee. They don't own their property. They're paying rent to, you know, the corporate franchise owner usually. And as a result, if you mandate this much higher wage that's more than the productivity of the people, you know, receiving that wage, then what's going to happen is you're actually going to reduce employment. And, you know, we're the lowest rung on the economic ladder. And if you put it in the $15 minimum wage, you know, basically that lowest rung is now going to move up a lot higher. And there will be people who don't have the skills to get that job, and they will lose their job. And also you're going to motivate employers to use, you know, automation, other labor-saving devices to, you know, reduce labor costs. And that's just the wrong way to go. You can't climb the economic ladder unless you can reach the lowest rung. And fast food, like it or not, you know, we're one of the lowest rung employers. But we serve an important purpose because we get people climbing that ladder.
Now, we're here at Dick's in Wallingford, but the Dick's on Broadway has been the scene of a couple of real high-profile music events recently. The whole street was jammed because Macklemore did a video shoot and the word got out. And Sir Mix-a-Lot, of course, name-checks your restaurants, and he did a concert up there also. How did that all happen?
Well, as part of our 60th anniversary celebration, which we're celebrating, you know, it's in January, actually. The actual day is January 28th.
Might as well get started early.
It's much more fun to celebrate in the summer. So we tried to do an event at each restaurant, and so the event we wanted to do at Capitol Hill was a block party concert, because they've done block parties there, but, you know, you have to pay money. So we want to do a free block party. And we thought, you know, this would be really fun if, you know, obviously we couldn't afford to pay, you know, a top-level artist like Macklemore to come and play at our little block party. But we thought, you know, why not ask? He might come anyways, right? And so we reached out to him and then didn't hear anything for a while. But then we heard back that, you know, sorry, they can't come to the block party because they're going to be in London, you know, some big concert there. But they're shooting this video, and maybe there's some way they could, you know, incorporate Dick's in the video. We said, well, that's a great idea. Why don't you think about playing on the roof, right? Because, you know, Broadway is so built up now. Capitol is just so built up, except for our lot where we just have the one little restaurant with a flat roof. And, you know, you think about it, the Dick's driving on Capitol Hill is the only stage on Broadway. So we talked to the Macklemore people about it, and they were excited about it. And so they, you know, incorporated us in their video shoot. And so that was a lot of fun. And then Sir Mix-a-Lot, you know, when we actually had the block party, you know, a few weeks later, you know, we asked him to come and play, and he did. And that was just really great.
Is Dick's Drive-In recession-proof?
We are not recession-proof because we do sell to people, you know, who want to eat, you know, during their lunch at work. And the fact is, when there's a big recession like the Great Recession, there are fewer people, you know, working, which means there's fewer people driving around, which means we sell fewer burgers.
How about today, 2013? Has it come back?
Oh yeah, yeah, it's come back. So you know, we're fairly, I mean, I guess it's the technical word is a cyclical business. So when the economy's booming, we sell a little more. When the economy's down, we sell a little less. But we are fairly steady. We are a fairly steady business. We're not recession-proof, and it does affect us. And we're glad to see the economy's coming back.
But I got to ask you about your dad. Your dad's 89 now. He's pushing 90. How's Dick doing?
My dad turns 90 next month. And, you know, he's slowing down. Obviously, he's got a young man's mind and an old man's body. And he would prefer to be, you know, only to be 79 again, right, would be great. But, you know, he's doing okay, and he gets around, and he loves life, and, you know, he loves, he has a burger and a shake and whenever he can, at least once a week. And you know, he's lived a great life, and he's very grateful.
Well, Andy and I are going to go grab a Dick's Deluxe right now, but I got to ask you, how many do you eat a week?
Sure. I have a deluxe every day that I work, so 5 days a week I'll have a deluxe. So I don't have a chocolate shake every day, and I don't have fries every day, But, you know, you can have a deluxe burger every day and still be relatively fit and trim as
you are.
I am. Yeah, thank you.
Jim Spady, Vice President of Dick's Drive-In, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Ross.
This is The Record.